it's of critical importance that we have enough land zoned for the next generation, the current generation, the generation after that. This is what's going to increase footfall in our towns and our villages. It's going to increase footfall to our retail shops, ensure people, our GAA clubs and our sports clubs can increase their numbers. And we need housing. We need housing in our towns and in our villages. But we need housing in Sligo Town also, in particular around the Ballinode area in terms of student accommodation. So there are 90 submissions that have come in from the public in relation to the third report. The Chief Executive has made a recommendation on each of those 90 recommendations, and it's up to the members now of Sligo County Council to look at all those 90 submissions and make a decision on them.
Do you foresee any controversy arising today, Councillor Walsh, as a result of those 90 recommendations for councillors to tease through and debate?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I don't think there's any piece of zoning in the county straightforward, but my belief is very straightforward. We have to zone land in the county that's available for development. And I think there are two different things. Land that's available for development is one thing, and land for development is another thing. And it's our job to ensure that we zone land that is available to developers to develop it in terms of affordable homes, in terms of social models, and in terms of 100% private development. So it's important. It's an important day for Sligo County Council, the members in it, that we make the correct decisions for the future generation of the County of Sligo, so that our towns and villages can grow and prosper, and that we get the required level of monies that we should be getting into the Northwest in terms of infrastructure, because we need our population to grow, our schools need our populations to grow, our towns and our villages, our post offices, our sports clubs, our retail outlets need our population to grow. And we only can do that by providing the housing in each town or village and in our core town centre.